Blog Talk Radio.
Back again. To another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, it's your boy, Brother L, with the man in charge, Brother B. Yes, sir.
I ain't in charge. 9678, you on air?
Hey, looking forward to a great show.
Who's this?
Hello. Hey, looking forward to a great show tonight, guys.
Yes, we are.
Well, roger that, my lady. We're looking forward to a great show, too, and thank you for calling in to Blog Talk Radio, The Menu.
Hold on. I'm still trying to find out who this is.
Never mind who it is. It's somebody of importance, bruh.
I don't want to just, like, who is this?
All you got to say is, hello, my lady.
Hey,
please state your name for us, if you don't mind.
Hi, it's Juanita.
Hello, Juanita.
Oh, how you doing?
Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
The pleasure's all mine, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, you threw me off with the 800 joint. I'm sorry. How you doing?
No problem. I'm good.
Listen, yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Welcome to The Menu. Before we get underway, what's up, Brother L? We have our... Paula and we're gonna say co-host as well tonight, Miss Juanita.
Ooh,
well, Juanita,
outstanding.
I wanna do some big bones. You introduce yourself, please. Miss
Hi.
Big Bones, you wanna introduce yourself?
Yep. Sure. I am Juanita, aka Sister Big Bones or Sister Sweet Red Big Bones.
Ooh.
Because that's what I am.
Oh,
big bones.
Okay.
I'm red and I'm sweet, all that good stuff. But, yeah.
Ooh. I'm sweating.
Okay, listen, I'm sorry. Before we get underway, I got to call you out, bro. And I've been thinking about this all day. Real quick.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about me? Moi?
Listen, you loud, man. I'm about to call you out. I'm about to call you out. Because how long have we been friends? How long have we been friends?
I'm over 25 years, bro. Why? What's up?
Okay. For over 25 years. And today, in front of, you know, Miss Juanita and whoever else is listening, I'm going to call you Pooh. I'm not going to call you anything else, but I'm just going to call you Pooh. You like that baby diaper that nobody wants to change.
Do you really want to go there with this now?
Just
really?
25 years of friendship, and you couldn't call me for my birthday on Tuesday. Bang. Yeah, that's right. Get quiet. Okay, so today's topic. Yeah, get quiet, bro.
You should have reminded me of something. Yeah.
I know your birthday is March 20th. March 20th. Once a year. What was the problem? I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the 16th.
It's all right.
Forgive me. Look, I had it in there, you know, back there. Hey, let's get to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
So,
relationships.
Today, we're going to get into the thing of relationships. And once again, like I said earlier, and I also put down on page, this is basically a no-holds-barred conversation, so please. Whoever's listening, whoever's going to call in, if you're not ready for the truth, then don't tune in and don't
call. You can't handle the truth.
Why are you so loud? Stop screaming. Real feisty.
It's just me.
Yeah, okay. Now, Sister Big Bones have posted some questions that I would like to address. Very much.
Please do.
One of them was. Are you still with us, Ms. Big Bones?
I'm still here. So, all in.
Yes, you still here.
All right. All right, so why do some men get mad when you inquire as to their intentions with slash about you? You're inviting me over, I guess, example, you're inviting me over at 1 a.m. and going to get salty because I ask if you're trying to sleep. Now, can you kind of elaborate on that? Because I'm about to, you know, I'll put that out there.
Sure. Just one, the question of your intentions in general, be it as a simple, just, hey, you know, what are you looking for? What are your intentions with me? Believe it or not, women really appreciate the truth. You know, so, hey, if it's that, oh, you're not looking for a relationship or you're just looking for a friendship or companionship, a cuddy, whatever, say that, you know. And then, you know, if it's if you're calling somebody at, like, 1 a.m., you know, hey, come over, and a simple question is, you trying to sleep with me?
Yes.
A yes or no would be sufficient so they can plan accordingly. She might want to straighten up the area, freshen up.
Right, understandable.
To, you know, get things ready or not. It's just, and then, or then we tend to get backlash if we assume that you're inviting us over after dark because you're trying to get some, and then it's like, oh, well, what kind of man do you think I am? Yeah.
Well, I must say this. If I'm calling you to come over at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm telling you right now, it's not for milk and cookies.
Well, I mean, actually it is, but different.
Well, you know what I mean. it's not to hold my hand, it's not to talk. No, it's I'm calling you over because, yes, I would like a little bit of lovemaking, body quaking. Yes, I want to get physical. I want to get sexual. I want some sexual healing. Reason being, I called you. Yes.
But do you ever, but now, let me throw something out there. I mean, do you think that it's possible that a dude can call without that being on his mind?
Okay. Bro,
like maybe he's going through. Maybe he's going through something.
No. Let's be real. 99% of the time, he's calling for somebody. 99%
okay.
of the time. Okay. Now, there might be that little fraction. You know, he might be a little bit, I don't know, feeling a little quasi. He might have a question about something that's been on his mind. But I think that's a deeper thing, you know, where he just has to get something answered. But he will ask the question. I don't think he's going to call you over unless it's some other intentions
right,
on top of that question.
If he's calling
okay.
to invite me over, then that's what I think. If he's simply calling, then it very well may be that the intent is not for me to come over per se. It may be that he's calling because something's on his mind or some conversation or whatever. But if he's inviting me over, if it's, hey, come over,
yeah.
then yeah.
99.999, it's a booty call.
I mean, yeah, I can roll with that.
Yeah, let's not even get it. Look, women, boys,
like,
let's not even get it twisted.
Have you called, the time you called women to come over after dark or after,
honest,
say, 9, 10, 11, what you call them over for?
But you know what, to be honest with you, to be straight up, I've never just out and out called a woman, like, after a certain time, and like, yo, come through. Like, either, you know, I mean, my position that I used to play was boyfriend number two. So you're calling me. It's just a certain level of respect. Because me personally, unless I give you that look, I don't want to be perceived a certain way. Because whether it's boyfriend number two, boyfriend number one, depending on what we got going on, I am the type of individual that values the friendship first. So that's just me.
Duly noted. That's not been the experience of women that I know.
Well, please enlighten us on the experience of women that you do know. What has been their experience?
It's been the calling after dark, or only calling at night and at late at night, like not trying to invite folks over in the daytime or at decent time, and then wonder why we text them on that. Like, dude, you only calling me after dark.
Because he just wants the booty only at a certain time because he has other things going on during the day.
And that's totally okay. But don't get salty when we check you on it. When we point that out, don't get salty.
Well, you know, because
Because some dudes don't want to be like I said, they know what they're doing, but to a degree they know it's a little grimy, but yet they you know. When you call them or when you check them on a day, they're a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
As they should be. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all could have set this up, like, around 7 p.m. Like, hey, what you doing later? Well, after you finish doing what you're doing, I'm finished doing what I'm doing, then you come through.
Exactly.
Don't wait till, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, like, hey, what you doing?
See,
like, dude laying in the bed with his balls in his hand, like, yo, come through. Like, come on. You serious?
At that time, it's almost like you're like an afterthought almost. Like, let me call him. I know it's your comfort.
Yeah, I got somebody I have to call. And that afterthought, like, a woman, because women, you should never want to be an afterthought. You should never want to be that.
Exactly.
Unless you want to get your groove on like that or there's a certain understanding.
We just being real and we just being honest.
True. Now, next one was, how come some men seek the women with all the enhancements? Purchased hair, eyelashes, boobies, booties, nails, and such. Why get mad because she ain't keeping it real? Okay, I'll take it away. Brother L.
Say that again, bro. I'm sorry. I had to contend with something here. Say that again.
All right. Her question, other question was, why do, I just lost the question. Okay, where we at? How come some men seek the women with all the enhancements? Purchased hair, eyelashes, boobies, booties, nails, and such. Why get mad because she ain't keeping it real?
Look, me personally, I'm sorry, but you're asking the wrong person about that one. I can't stand fake hair. I can't stand fake nails. Fake hair, fake nails, makeup, fake breasts. I despise that because, to me, you're not keeping it real. To me. You know, I mean, what you do with your body, that's on you. But I prefer a natural chick. I mean, that would be like me going out there trying to, you know, put on a fake penis and fake muscles. You know? I can't do that. What you see is what you get. What you wake up in the morning with is what you get. You know, I don't want to, you know, a woman in the club, you know, or a woman on the street that I see, she's looking all sweet and suave and with the long hair and nails and everything, and then two months later, she transformed because all of that is gone now. Hair nappy as hell, or you know, she wasn't looking like she was when I met her. No.
I call a 9595. You on the
air? Hi, Byron.
Hello.
It's Aretha.
Oh, what's up,
Reza?
The big one.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Hey,
thank you, Melissa. Thank you. We all good. Thank you.
So, the big bone, you still here?
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah. You got kind of quiet for a minute.
All right. Hold on. Now, the big bone, did I answer your question at all?
Yeah, you answered it from your perspective. And keep in mind, I am a counselor and therapist by profession, by trade. So these are conversations that I've had and heard from women and why the questions were presented. But that they're experiencing and totally understood is men tend to go or seek or pursue these women with the things that they purchased, not their natural stuff, and then get mad because they ain't keeping it real or they fake. But that's what you what you see is what you get. What did you expect?
Well, some dudes can't even keep it real with themselves. So why should they keep God there and get a woman that's real? I mean, isn't it a, what's that saying? Real, recognize real. So if you run around fake, I mean, just imagine a dude that's trying to pick you up. I mean, some dudes out there, all a lot of them go off the eye candy. I mean, listen, I'll be the first one to say, every male ain't a man. Every dude ain't a man. There's different classifications. And the thing is, I've had this discussion with plenty of people before, like the line has seemed to have been blurred in between the different, when it comes down to a male and a man. And I don't understand why nowadays a lot of women seem to fancy themselves more towards the male than actually going for what a real man is. I kind of think
I can answer that question.
Okay.
You go after what you're most comfortable and familiar with, especially in a day and age when it's an absence of positive male role models and father figures and the uncles and granddads and all that growing up. And in the household, you used to seeing males and boys and not grown men, not gentlemen. So because that's what you're most comfortable and familiar with, because that's more than likely what your mother dated, what your aunties dated, what your cousins dated, what you've seen, that's what you go navigate towards too, because that's where you're familiar.
But see, though, but that coming up, those were real male figures. Like nowadays, these dudes wearing their pants hanging off their asses, and you know, I mean, the whole the mind state of, I mean, it's all about play. It's all about play before business, or you know, a dude actually trying to find a woman to lay up under. Like, oh yeah, take care of me. Like he's looking for a new mother or the mother that he never had. I don't see why. You know, there's women out there that kind of really, I would have to say, for lack of a better term right now, it's like falling trap to that.
Well, and that was one of the other questions posed is, you know, why is it that there are men who are totally comfortable with letting her be the breadwinner and the decision maker and bearing most of the burden of the relationship, and then get mad because he's not treated like king of the castle?
It goes like this. That right there is a man that is a lazy man who just wants a woman to take care of him. He's just looking for somebody just to take care of him. That's what's going on right there.
But he's only going to do what she allows him to do.
Exactly. Yeah,
sure.
Pretty much. And I hate to say it, but every male wants to be treated as a man like he is the king. Basically, no matter what. No matter what his predicament is, a man or a male still wants to be treated, even males still want to be treated as men, like, you know, I'm the man. I'm the one who's in your life, so you should treat me like X, Y, and Z, even though he ain't really got nothing going on or nothing going on at all.
Yeah, but you know what? You gotta earn it. But you know what? That's my problem. Dudes ain't earning that title. Nowadays, these guys are not earning the title.
That's the whole thing. It's not about what's earned. It's just what's learned and just what they just see, and it's just what they do. It's just what they do. That's just how they are.
Looking for that feeling. That's not immature. Because if you're working every day and you're keeping up your side of the bargain, then you should be treated a certain way. Now, if you're not playing that position, then why would you expect anything? Isn't that immature to be expecting anything?
I wouldn't say it's immature, but it comes to a point. It comes to a point where you got to go, all right, this man is not, is this guy is not really offering me anything, and he's not giving me anything. Why am I here? You have to ask yourself, why are you there?
Wait a minute, ladies, I got to ask. So is it the thing of, because I've heard this before, like, he ain't got this, but he's going to back out, you know, he's eating the box right, so everything is okay? Does that, like, actually make up for what he lacks, you know, in terms of financials and goal-wise, just because, you know, he's good in bed?
No, well, that depends
sort of
on
depends
what you're looking for.
Yeah,
that exactly.
Right.
That depends on what she's looking for. If she's secure with herself and she got a good full-time job or whatever case may be, and she's doing what she needs to be, and she just needs a man for that. She doesn't need him for anything else. Then that's what they accept.
I can only speak for me, because personally, it's always going to be no. A man, the Bible says, a man don't work ought not eat. So you ain't eating at the table nor between my legs. That's just it. If you ain't working, it's not gonna happen.
Yes.
That's only because she was raised different and she knows better. There's a lot of, I'm not even going to label them,
but there's a lot of not knowing what a real good man is.
You got a lot of insecure women as well. Like, if they meet a dude and he's paying attention to them and they're feeling insecure for whatever reason, then, yeah, they're going to go for that. They're going to go for that dude without the job with the big dick who's eating a box or whatever, because they think that's okay. And he's telling them everything that they want to hear.
Of course.
And they're going to go for that. It's
that's
sad.
The whole point.
When do y'all know it's game? Like, when do y'all stop and sit back and be like, yo, this dude's game? Like, he's coming with the okie doke.
That also depends on who the woman is.
And
maybe
it depends on whether she cares. She might could care less.
That too. You're absolutely right. Because if everything's running smoothly in her mind, then she's going to let it rock for how long she's going to let it rock.
Byron had said earlier about just things that people won't do. There was a time when no man worth his salt was going to let any woman out-earn him or outwork him. He just wasn't going to do that. So if he had to work two jobs, because he had to work three jobs, it wasn't going to happen. He wasn't going to sit around and let some woman take care of him. That just, it wasn't going to happen.
Well, you know, I have to agree on that. But I think that what happened has, like, a lot of things have changed in society and with us, you know. I see it as, like, back in the day, it was, like, almost like the man had to be the breadwinner. Like, back in the day, women, they didn't hold positions like they hold positions now. Women wasn't holding down work the way how they're holding it down now. And back then, it was the man worked, the woman stayed at home. That's how it was back in the, you know, back in the day. Most of the time, the man worked and the woman stayed at home. So
yeah,
it was
now,
like
now
if the woman was to go out and be the breadwinner and bring in more than a man would feel out of place. A man wouldn't be feeling like a man. So, yeah, he's going to try to go out there and do his thing and have, like, the two or three jobs, you know, so that he could, you know, have money than her, per se. But
yeah,
now, times are different now, you know. Women have come up, women have come up in the world. They getting these good jobs, and they're not, some of them are not finding the men that are, like, you know, they're equal, basically. So things have changed, you know.
I mean, women nowadays are really a whole, they're without a doubt, I think even women's attitudes have changed somewhat. And women are really seasoned positions of power.
Yes.
Simple and plain. From the financial markets to, like, industrial, whatever it is. Like, they're seasoned control, and it's all good. But at the same time, you have now, and I'm going to say, you have some women that are overly independent that come with this attitude, I don't need a man. I don't need him to do this. I don't need to do that. Listen, it's not about need. It's about keeping the balance. And I think that's the problem right there. It's not about what you need. It's about keeping the balance. You don't sit there and get a dude and tell him, hey, listen, I don't need you to do X, Y, and Z, but I want you, or it would be nice for you to do this, that, and the third. Do not take away the pants from the dude and put a skirt on. You can't do that, because that's when you start asking for trouble. You can't, because that's when the lines get blurred, and the next thing you know, he gets comfortable. Some dudes get comfortable with that. Well, she's doing this, so let her rock. She's doing this, so let it rock. Let her do that. She's so independent. She's so gung-ho. Let her do it. And it creates an air of confusion. You cannot take dude out of the pants. You can't.
That depends on what position he wants to play. Like, a man will come into a woman's life and provide her with everything that she needs, right? And she'll get comfortable with that, and she'll be doing whatever she's doing. And as soon as things don't go correctly, a man will stand there and say, it's over, and he's stripping her of everything that he's giving her. So what is she supposed to do?
He was never a man from the get-go.
Well, she didn't know that. He obviously opposed to something else. So now what? She has to go out there and get it just like everybody else. So, yes, you're going to catch an attitude because everything's been stripped for you, and you're going to gain a certain kind of independence, and it's hard to go back on that once you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're getting it by yourself. You're getting it how you live it. How you turn around and go back and be humble and accept things and let this man be the man in your life. It's hard.
It's not hard because it's a conversation that, me and my lady had the other day. And it was during your show, you know, once again, big up to Mind Shift. Mondays at what? 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
On Block Talk Radio, Mind Shift. Great show. Everybody need to check that out. It's the Sixth Sense. Yo, everybody, God gave us that what's called the female intuition, or sometimes I call it the force. Yo, you've got to know these.
Use it.
You're trying to sit there and tell me that you don't within the first, let's say, 2 to 5 minutes of conversation with somebody, you don't know if it's shit or shine. You got to know.
Not when people are bringing their representatives. Not when people are saying what you want them to say.
Exactly.
No, you don't.
Well, sometimes you have to dig a little bit deeper. You have to figure out who he is and what he is. You know, a lot of times, you know, I feel like this. Women are a little too quick to hop in the bed with somebody they barely know. Don't give a man 2 days. Don't give a man 3 days. If you're really, if you feel that he's, you know, a real man, he will wait on you.
If he's a real man, he won't ask for it.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, that's true. If he's a real man, he won't even press for it because he'll be wanting to get to know her.
Bottom line is, everybody got their own style.
You know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, ladies, if you looking for a real man and not just something for a fling ding, then yo, have a little bit of patience and get to know him.
That goes both ways. Better yet.
Ensure that he wants to get to know you.
But it's not just on her. Are you telling the dude to wait?
No. It goes both ways.
It
swing both ways. But you got to make him work. Make him work. If he ain't willing to work,
you playing games. You about that bullshit.
If a man says that, then guess what? He's not worth your time then.
Exactly.
Move on to the next one. Move on. If a man says, oh, you bullshit, and you, no, maybe that's him. Or maybe he looking for something else. Right? But you know what? Sometimes
you got to slow down and
let him get to know you and you get to know him. That's what you have to do. What happens is this. Too many times we're getting caught up in situations we don't want to be in because we let things just happen too fast and too quick and too furious.
Amen.
And then before you know it, you in over your head and now the guy is not who you thought he was, or he's treating you like this and you not liking it. You treat him like this and he's not liking it. Or you thought he was this way, but he's not. Sometimes, dudes put up facades. Women put up facades. They'll cater to you just to get in between the legs. Guys, you gotta slow down. If you value yourself, you'll slow down.
Take note. Write this down. We're hearing it straight from the men's mouth. From the mouth of men, not males.
Thank you.
It's not only a thing of just valuing, yourself, but you have to value what you're looking for. You have to start to put value on what you're looking for. It's like you go out there, you talk about, you want a car. So the whole thing is, you got $2,000 that you have, are you just going to put that towards just getting you a $1,500, $2,000 car? Or you going to take that money and you're going to put it down and you're going to pay a car note to get something more expensive, something a little more quality?
And that's
the whole thing. If you're going out there, what are you expecting if you drop $500 on a car? You're getting the $500 special. But if you turn around and you're dropping $5,000 and you paying that $600-$700 car note, then and you got that warranty, then you best collect on that. You best to look at everything in that warranty, from the motor to the powertrain to the rear end. You calling him on everything, and he should provide because he's that warranty that you need. There's a lot of dudes out there that's not about that. They ain't about warranty. They ain't the type of dude that's trying to guarantee you any type of warranty. You got your Mr. Rights and you got your Mr. Right now. So you got to decide, what do you want, Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now? We all human. We all have urges. We all want to jump in the bed. We all want to test out the waters a little something. Listen, you're grown. You do it at your discretion. But at the same time, you got to remember, regardless of however you look at it, whether it's the business of a relationship, business of a home, business of whatever, it's a business. And you two are coming together as a business to build something. Y'all merging businesses to build something in the future. Not some little takeoff venture that only lasts about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at what it's going to be from the beginning. And why settle? Like, for the life of me, a couple of months ago, it seemed like we was reading newspapers about female COs sleeping with dudes in jail. All the men out here, you sleeping with a dude in jail?
What's going on in your life?
That jailhouse loving.
Mm-hmm. What they at work, ain't nothing else to do.
See?
That nigga is saying what they want to hear, so that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, because, no, you know what it is. You know he's there.
That right there.
He's there, and he's going to be there. He's going to be there tomorrow when I go to work. He's going to be there tonight when I go to work. Yeah.
That right there will get you in trouble. That right there.
And you know, just like everybody else, when you getting in trouble, who thinks about I'm getting in trouble?
Yeah, you don't think about it then until it's happening. Or you
yes,
get
exactly.
That you're
when
not
you get
happy
your heart
with.
Broke, then what? When you get your heart broke, then what?
And this is
get
why.
Get your heart broke
is,
when you get fired, then what? That's my whole thing.
And that's what I'm talking about.
He can't take care of you.
You ain't thinking about that. You ain't thinking about
right.
that. You're busy taking care of him. You're not thinking
like,
about that.
Same way dudes think with the other
like
head.
Said, like Brother B was saying, Mr. Right Now. Oh, he's right there. He ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But what is he worth? Okay?
She ain't thinking about all that. And he's singing all the right songs. He like, when he get out, he going to do right. And she believing that.
Of course they're going to say that.
Of course, exactly.
What man don't say that? Any man that sees a woman that's giving him any type of, you know, eye or contact, he gonna play those strings for her. He's gonna hit every note that she wanted.
Exactly,
hit.
And she just keep dancing.
Exactly.
That's gonna sound real good. Yeah, she gonna keep dancing.
That's when you just gotta say, hold up, wait a minute. You got to pull back and look at the big picture sometimes. Sometimes you got to put the brakes on when you don't want to.
No, she ain't thinking about it. She's working all the time. She don't
right.
have no social life. She's
right.
not out there. Nobody's saying nothing to her. Nobody's hollering at her. Here she at work. And this dude is in her ear.
And this is why sometimes women and guys get into predicaments that they don't want to be.
Yeah. That's just the same thing as a woman on the outside messing with a man in jail. That's the same thing everybody says. All these men in on the street, why would you pick a nigga in jail?
But yo, you know, listen. All right.
I think sometimes that's
what
some women
stop it.
Stop it.
Because I know you're about to agree with me. I'm having a serious problem with what you're saying right now because, yo, a lot of y'all women do get played. But y'all would walk around with a screw face. Come on, man. Oh, what you looking at? Oh, you looking at me like my breath stinking. I'm saying across, what's up
well,
from across the street? Oh, how you doing, man? Yo, how you expect to get somebody charming if you throwing up the screw face all the time? If you just throwing out the vibes like, oh, don't talk to me. I don't want to be bothered. Not every dude is out to sleep with you. Some men just want to say good morning.
Yeah, they are. And I'm on it.
Oh.
You know what? You got that good. Mm-hmm.
But, ladies.
They not as they're lost.
Not every dude. Why would you think every dude is not out
to sleep? You can't even say that. You said that's every female. And what about every dude?
What about every dude?
Yeah, they don't do that. You gonna sit here and tell me they don't do that? They look at a girl, oh, she too big. Oh, she too this. She too that. Y'all just was sitting there talking about, oh, she got the fake nails on. Oh, she got the fake hair on. Like, there's a lot of things y'all look at, and y'all won't talk to the girl. So, please, you can't say, oh, because she's looking at you, that she won't talk to you. You guys do the same thing. Y'all go to a club and look at a girl, look her up and down, and won't dance with her. A dance is a dance. You are not getting married.
I'll dance
with any guy in the club as long as he don't stink. And that's for my own reason. I just can't do it.
Girl, if some buck tooth dude come up to you with
he cannot be stinking. I don't care what he looks like. We are dancing. We are not getting married.
Asking me to dance. All right.
Okay. Well, I've done it.
I've
been to many a clubs and many a times I've seen the school faces up against the wall. I don't know what they're waiting for, what they're looking for, but it ain't come in the door yet.
I love to dance. If you want to dance, we dancing. Now,
that's
if you stink or your breath is bumping, we are not dancing. But I love to dance. I'm dancing.
Well, I'm a little different. I'll even dance with you that way, but it's all the back. You get the back.
No, because I ain't giving you no strange ideas. You won't be thinking about that later. But I'll dance. I love to dance.
Oh, no.
Listen, you got some picky
you got some picky dudes out there, just like you got picky women. But I mean, come on. And if a man is just saying, like, good morning, or how you doing, I'm like, come on, man. Like, for real, you really got to throw up to those things. It'd be too early in the morning for that.
Well, you also got to think, if she going to do all that, why would you even bother? If she going to be looking like that, that's probably her all-day face. So if you can't say good morning, and I'm just saying good morning, we're not getting married. I say good morning. You can't say good morning, chances are we don't need to be talking to each other because you probably already got an attitude problem.
Well, and to your point, I've met the most men just by simply smiling. A simple hello, a simple smile.
How you doing?
It does go a long way.
I agree.
Absolutely. I've noticed getting a woman's attention, really, if she got some shoes, some nice shoes, and you talk about her shoes. Goes a long way.
Yeah, don't do that in Atlanta, okay? Don't.
Why don't do that in Atlanta?
Why?
I know the reason why.
Yeah, because
well,
our first thought
like
is going to be, what, you want them? You want to wear my shoes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hello, how you doing? Gotcha.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I heard about the ATL and them brothers down there.
It's fun and funny.
So, let's go to the Sweet Red Bones. Next question.
Go ahead, bro.
How come some men are willing to accept and abide by the advice of their homeboy who couldn't keep a woman if he was the last man on earth?
In all honesty, I'm not in that category. I cannot do that because if I know if my boy can't keep a woman for some strange reason whatsoever, he's the last person I'm going to go to advice about a woman.
Okay, so why is that? Answer me that. Why is that? Just because he doesn't have a woman, that means he can't give advice?
No, I'm saying if he can't keep a woman, if I know he can't keep a woman, and he's had, let's just say, not the best record, I'm not going to him for advice.
All right.
If my track record is better than his track record, why would I go to him for advice on about a woman?
Just to listen up his knowledge of the situation. That doesn't mean it's always his fault.
I mean, I might have to, well, if I know it is his fault, like if he is the antagonist to do something stupid and think that he's Mr. Macho Man and just be absurd, I'm not going to him for advice. No.
Okay.
Not happening.
Listen, I'm
that's
not going
why,
to,
you know,
not,
I don't even go to the only person I go to is my boy B, right here that I'm talking with. That's it. Pretty much.
And that was like one of their bigger frustrations is men don't seek wise counsel from other wise men. They get advice and input from the wrong dude.
Well, you want it's what they know, and it's what they know. That's what it is. It's simple. It's who they know, and that's what they know.
You know, I've always prided
myself.
There's
a box that they haven't gone out of, and there's a box that they used to.
I don't know. Sometimes even listening to other people's advice doesn't work. You have to play that by ear. You have to be in it to win it, right? Like it goes by what you and her are doing, not what I'm doing, not what B's doing. It goes by what you and her are doing. So if I say something, if I have an input, if B has an input, it's not always going to work. It has to be what you and her are doing.
This is
yes,
true.
It does.
But sometimes we do seek counsel. Sometimes
it's always good to listen. It's always good to listen.
And compare notes. Sometimes you just got to compare notes. But see, the thing is, it all depends
even
on the type of individual.
Even from the foolish
notes.
One, because you know not what to do. Let the fools speak, the ones that think that they know, then you know not what to do.
Yeah, but it just got to be on you and her chemistry. Like, yes, I can listen to her, I can listen to him, but it has to be what works for y'all. And if you're not involved, that's usually what the problem is. One of the people involved in the relationship are not involved. If you are paying attention, spending time, and doing all those things, you would know her, she would know you. There would be no need for no outside enforcers. You have to listen to the person you're with.
You know what, though? I'm not saying that outside enforcers are bad. It's just on where you get the information from. You have to go to reliable sources.
They can be, and you know they can be. Outside forces?
Listen, but listen, you can't go to a Chinese restaurant asking for scrambled eggs and bacon.
Like, you can ask for whatever you want now.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you
won't get it. Well, number one, in a relationship, you always can't tell your best friend everything that's going on in your relationship. You never tell your best friend.
And not even your close friend, whatever, because you may feel like, oh, this is your best friend. They don't have any envious feelings, but you never know that.
Yeah, and that's true, because I can't tell you how many best friends have tried to holler at their best friend.
Absolutely.
Or wife.
That's disgusting. Certain things you have to keep confidential. You can't tell your woman everything about your man. Don't tell your woman, your best friend, about your man's body, what y'all did, where y'all went, how he do things, what he likes to eat. Stop all of that. Don't do that. Because
men and women do it. Men and women do that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you should just have one person that you do that way. But even still, even having just that person can still have envious feelings. When you think about it, because if you're in a happy relationship, y'all doing this, y'all doing that, and the other, and you call your lonely-ass friend with all the stuff you're talking about, what do you think they're going to feel?
You're asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble. Going to a lonely friend about your relationship is the worst thing you can do. Because
your lonely friend can act like it's all right to be lonely.
Of course.
Yeah, so what they thinking about afterwards? Yeah, they plotting. So now what? So you asking, you talking about your problems, and you looking for a little input, maybe you venting up, whatever the case may be. What do you think they're going to say?
They're going to say things that you want to hear.
Exactly.
So I say leave them alone. I'm serious. You got leave alone.
The only person I trusted was my mama.
Let them be a friend when it's just you and them, but don't talk about your relationship with them. Unless y'all both in relationships and y'all can, you know, feed off each other, that's cool. That's all good. But when
when somebody is genuinely happy for you,
you can't do that.
You know when you got a friend that's genuinely happy for you, like, yo, I'm happy for you, I'm glad. I mean, like I say, like, we can't sit back and ignore the warning signs. Like, you can't drive on the highway and not look for the exit that you got to get off on. You got to read the signs.
The signs are not always... Like you said, on the highway, the signs, what are they? They red, yellow. These signs are not always, they're not always posted up like that.
No, a lot of times the signs are knocked over, buried under bushes.
Exactly.
You just have to be very wise and very careful.
I only speak from experience. I've been through this with a close family member. I've been through this with a best friend that I've had for over 15 years.
Uh-huh. Well,
I had to let her go.
You put a so-called best friend in a predicament, you got to be careful.
Jealous of me. And my thing is, what are you jealous of?
Because of what you have. That's why.
I don't have nothing that's, like, so overwhelming that she would act like that.
That's coming from your perspective.
It was just pathetic to me. It was really pathetic to me. Because she doesn't have no kids. Don't get me wrong, my kids are grown. She has a good paying job. She has a nice apartment. She doesn't live in a project. I don't understand what her problem was. And if she ever felt any way, she could have always came.
What you say? So you said she doesn't. How old is she?
I'm 39. She's 37.
All right, she's 37.
Right. But does she have a man?
I'm like, Now she does.
Have a real man. She's had men in and out of her life, but now she has a more stable man.
Because I guess
whatever hurdles she needed to personally jump, she jumped. Because
no, she still has that hate in her heart. Like, she still has those feelings. And to me,
well,
it just doesn't make any sense.
I have to tell you this. That's not a true, real friend then.
And that's what everybody told me after the fact. But for I swear to God to y'all, for the last 15 years, you couldn't tell me nothing. That was my BFF.
I had a similar situation, but slightly different. And my mother always said, you're a better friend than her than she'll ever be to you.
Yes, and my mother was saying that.
But we were best friends, like, since elementary school. And she and I stopped being friends over her husband. She was like a sister to me. So naturally, he was like a brother to me. So he would call me to just for insight on her, to talk, just here's the challenge. And I would be, you know, hey, you got to understand this happened to her when she was younger, yada, yada, yada. Well, I knew that she was cheating on him and the various men with whom she had cheated on him with. But never mentioned that to her. Him. Never, never said anything to him about it. And when she saw that he was talking to me, her first assumption was, oh, you sleeping with him. We were sleeping together.
You want to know why she said that? Because she was feeling guilty about what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
So she just put what she was doing onto you guys. That's her guilt.
Yeah, but I understand your feelings. Like, that was your best friend. Like, if I didn't rat on you all this time, why would I be ratting on
you
now? Or even doing something like that.
I'm going to tell you this. You was her best friend, but she wasn't yours.
Yeah, I heard that so many times.
I'm going to tell you that straight up right now. You were her best friend, but she wasn't yours. Because if you really truly was her best friend, she wouldn't even thought that about you.
Exactly. She wouldn't even think
that. And that's what bothered me the most. Like, really?
She wouldn't even thought that about you.
But it's very hurtful, though. Like I said, I've known her for 15 years. I got sick. I have multiple sclerosis. And that's when she acted out the most. If anything, she should be here for me. Aretha, are you okay? If you need anything? No, that's not what happened.
Wow. See that? Like I said. See, your best friend will be there through the sunny days and your worst storms.
Oh, man. And Lord knows, I was always
there.
Always there for her.
No matter what.
Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that happens.
But you know what? Happy birthday. I think women hit that wall of betrayal a whole lot more than dudes do.
Absolutely.
Because women are more emotional.
That's why. Women are more emotional.
Well, not just emotional.
I disagree.
You could disagree if you want to, but I just think y'all don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I have to say, this is what separates the men from the boys. Because I know my brother B wouldn't do that to me, and I wouldn't do that to my brother B. Because I only have...
Yeah, but your brother B knew that you wouldn't forget his birthday, and you did, so, yeah.
Things like that. That's passe. Okay.
Jay's virus birthday?
The 16th.
Two days.
The 15th.
Your life for me. And I'm going to tell you one thing.
you ain't going to never, in this lifetime or the next, ever say that B stopped me from living. B stopped me from achieving. B, I ain't stopping you from nothing. I'll encourage you, but don't stop living. You want to go to school? Take your ass to school. You want this? Then take your ass to school.
I know that's right.
Don't get mad when I press you about it.
Because right now, like my wife, she's going to school. She's got a full-time job, and she's doing an internship.
And who you on with, L? Who you on with?
I got my little girl right here with me. I just told her to
be quiet. Got my goddaughter. This man out there that's putting in work.
Some of them are married, some of them are not. Say that again, brother.
No, I'm saying there's men out there that's putting in work. Some of them are married, some of them are not. You got
dudes
out there that's actually waiting
what
for
you
the,
need
for
to
good
do.
Woman to come along.
Exactly.
Huh?
As long as you do what you need to do, then, you know, as long as you're taking care of business and the woman that you with know that you're taking care of business, then, you know, the world is yours and what you want to do with it, you know? Because, I mean, I know my wife is going to school to better herself. If she's going to the internship to better herself, fine. So when she wants to go out, go ahead. I let her be her.
Yeah, but you also know the reality is that is not how everybody works.
You're right.
You want to go to school and he feel like you about to be above him, it's going to be a problem.
But this is what I was saying earlier, you don't always know that until you went to school.
Yeah, and then he start going through the motions.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Like I said earlier, this goes back to what I'm saying. I said earlier, you have to slow down and get.
No, perfect example. And I'm not even trying to badmouth him because y'all know who my kid's father is. When I went back to school, when I first started going to college, he said, I'll watch the kids while you go do that. Was in school, busting my ass, and I had a full-time job. He was not doing the same things that I was doing with them. My kids' school called me to tell me that my kids were suffering because I was going to school. So guess who had to leave school?
You.
Yes. So that my kids can go back to being A students.
Wow.
Was that the only solution?
Yes, because who else was going to watch them, B? Who's going to watch them? We were their parents. So you told me, go to school, I'm going to hold them down. That you couldn't do what I was doing. For whatever reason, I don't know what your focus was, but you wasn't doing what I was doing.
Wow.
So I had to leave school. Now, don't get me wrong. I went back. I finished. I have my associate's degree, but I had to leave.
Right.
Was he capable of doing what you were doing?
He was doing. I felt like he was half-assed doing it. I felt like that's where the problem lied.
Was he capable?
Like, could he have done what you did?
He was doing homework, but, you know, I was making him do homework, making him do projects, making him write certain things. They was going to after school. I was on their neck. I didn't play that with them. So everything extra, like if they fell behind in something, I was on their back so that they can be. I was always the overachiever. So you're going to do this. We're going to do that. We'll do some homework. We're going to go to the library. We're going on the internet. We're going to make this happen. So I don't know. Maybe he was like, go ahead, do the homework. Oh, you ain't got to read the book. Did you write the essay? It's okay if you don't write it. That never was
me.
Let me
ask you this question. Are you smarter than he is?
I wouldn't say that. He's a good dude. He's not a bad dude. But when it came to that,
call 0467. You on the air?
What up, guys?
Hello.
What's going on?
Welcome.
I'm walking on the best part. I'm sorry. Because I know what she's talking about, because I went through it with the ex. Mind you, I already had my associates already. You know, I was going back for medical crap, which it didn't work. But his only job, was to pick my son up and help him with his homework.
His only job. Was he have, I mean, did he have, like, a job himself? Like, did he go to work also?
No.
No?
No. And
that's
about
all.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then, you know. Okay.
And yet again, why he's the ex.
What happened?
And this is yet another reason why he's the ex. Yet another reason. But here's the funny. I'm back in school, getting my bachelor's in information tech. Still full-time working, still got the boys. Well, now I have two. At the time, I only had one. And tell me why I'm doing better. Tell me why. You know why? Because he didn't
right
want
now,
me. Well, it's fairly obvious. He didn't want me to be better than him. He had an issue with that.
Oh.
He had an issue.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, you know what? So.
But you know what? The thing is, a lot of women, a lot of y'all women, I have to say it. It seems like y'all put yourself, because I've heard it before a lot of times. Put yourselves in a situation, and I'm going to say it. You're messing with these inferior assholes. Stop.
Yeah.
It. You can't. You
well,
can't go to sisters answer for a hot dog. You can't do that.
You can
ask
whatever you want. That don't
mean
you're going to get it.
Hot dog.
I know that's right. Well, you got to understand
but
something. He didn't show his true inferiority in the very beginning.
Listen,
it wasn't until
just like a dog smells fear. Y'all can't smell inferiority. Y'all can't get that off the bat.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. Some brothers hide better than others.
Exactly.
Some do.
The devil comes in all colors, all shapes and sizes.
Well,
like y'all always know the hoes.
I know that's like, ooh, girl, tell it. Because y'all know y'all be getting caught up with them because we trying to turn them into housewives.
Right,
and
right.
Damn well, you can't do it. Right.
Wait a minute, everybody got a lane. Everybody got a lane to drive in. You stay in your lane, I stay in mine. Some people are on I-80. Some people are on I-95. Some people on the LIE. Some people on the Cross Island. You got to know which highway is comfortable for you. Now, if you comfortable in the whole lane, I'm not going to take you out that lane. I may ride a couple of miles with you, but after that, I'm out. You know
what
I'm saying?
Some hoes are real good.
Right.
Huh?
Listen, and at the end of the day, some are better than high and they fucking bullshit than others. Some are. And then there are times when some are blind to it, or rather turn a blind eye to it.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
That could get also.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
because a lot of people don't want to be alone, so they turn the blind side. Yes, I agree with that.
Now,
you don't want you know he ain't no good. You know he doing X, Y, Z, but you still deal with it.
Listen,
I'll be honest. I was a fool for a hot minute.
Oh, you just said something.
Look, I ain't gonna lie. Listen.
I think we all been a fool one way or the other.
At first, the game was tight. And when the game started turning, when the game started getting a little loosey-goosey, and I started seeing shit.
But what did you just say? You know it was game. At first, listen, I remember my baby mama told me, oh, you ain't got no
game.
I remember my baby mama told me, oh, you ain't got no game. I said, ain't got no game. I said, I didn't fucking game to get you. We were on the train. I looked at you, you looked at me. Before you got off the train, you gave me your number. So what game did I really need? That's not a game. You can't call it a game, because when you put that out there in the universe and label it a game, what you think it's going to be? It's going to be a game.
Well, here's the funny part. I didn't put it out like that. So how do you like
that? Yeah, but another thing is I have a real strong issue with a lot of women out there with this thing where I don't want to be alone. Listen, you need to be alone. Everybody needs a little alone time to find themselves.
Nobody wants to hear that, B. Nobody wants to hear that. There are people who do it that's been through certain things, so they appreciate it, so that they can find themselves or whatever the case may be. But for the most part, especially our insecure women, nobody wants to hear that.
Ooh, she ain't lying.
They don't want to hear that. They need a nigga every day of the week.
She ain't lying, and I know a couple of broads like that. Me,
I'm trying to tell
listen
you.
Here. I can sit here and be happy and get driven crazy by my boys, and I'm all right with that.
Yeah, because your mindset is in a different place. You already understand the struggles, and you done went to school and went to work and had your babies and did everything else, so you understand, look, if I need to sit here alone and think a minute, it's going to be all
right. Right.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
but
right.
A lot of women don't think like that. A lot
exactly.
of women,
exactly.
A lot of women think that I gotta find a good man. I just gotta find a man.
Yes. Yes.
Just
don't
want
to have a penis.
And that's when
penis.
They run into the problem.
Yes.
Because they feel that they have to have. Just stop, pause, and relax. What is it that you're looking for? You gotta ask, sometimes you have to ask yourself, what is it that you want from a relationship? What is it that you're looking from a relationship?
Mama
what
said a good woman is
from?
Not supposed to look for a man, he'll
right,
find
right.
her.
Right. Wow.
No,
you know
exactly.
What?
I mean listen, it's like
right
when you go how many times you seen people go up in McDonald's, stare at the menu, and it's the same shit. That been there. You know what I'm saying? It's either the dollar menu or it's number 1 through 10. It's the same
well,
shit.
Well, I got to look on the dollar menu to see what I want. Shit.
Yeah, but still enough. But, yo, you got people that I've seen people stare at the menu like this is their first time there. Knowing that they was there yesterday and the day before. What was there today that wasn't there yesterday? The whole thing is this. If you don't know what you want, what's the purpose of going shopping?
I know that's right.
That's
if
most
you
adults,
don't know,
though.
You,
a lot of people
know,
do not know what they want.
Never mind what you want. Never mind what you want. It's getting what you need. Because that same analogy of going
blind. You can't run blind into a relationship.
It all rewinds back to that. How you were brought up, how your mother viewed things.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
exactly what you're going to be doing. How your father treated your mother, if he wasn't there. Every woman is looking for a man that poses as her daddy. Now, if he wasn't there, what you think she looking for? Any man.
Whoa, wait a minute. I have to disagree with that.
No,
that's most
I
women.
Feel,
not every
I
woman.
That,
that's most women. If
okay.
a woman was beat by the man, then what you think she looking for?
Because
if
her
mother dealt with
it
for up 10 years, then what you think she looking
no,
for?
No woman wants a man to beat on her. I'm pretty
so why
sure.
She say?
I don't know.
So why she stay?
I don't
know, so you tell me why
I don't
she
know.
Stay?
Wait. I'm okay with you
choking
me by my
name. She put makeup on her eyes, keep going to work. Why?
Real women, you know what they're looking for? They're looking for an actual companion. They're looking for a man to share their life with. Not
yeah.
a man to fucking try to run their life or
run
do
their
some
life.
Dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
See,
okay,
now that's a woman that knows what she wants.
Yeah, because at this point you're looking for your equal. Like the woman just stated, she just went to school, she did whatever she needed to do. So at this point, she can stand alone because she's just looking for her equal. Someone who can appreciate. She's been to school, she know what she's doing. I don't need you to come in here and run shit. I need for you to be in here and us to do this together.
Exactly.
Men come
and
in and want to control shit. That's not going to work with a woman like her.
No,
she's already stable.
If you think you're going to run up in here and control anything, you got to go.
That's the problem. That's the problem. You
yeah,
that's a man. That ain't a man. That's a male. A real man going to come in there and analyze the situation, and he's going to sit back and be like, oh, let me watch how she do. Let me watch how she do. Let me check
watch
out her
you. Watch
you know, I'll act, and I will act accordingly. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? If I have something
yeah,
to put, then I'll give it to her, whether she chooses to accept it or not. At least I said what I had to say. Ain't no real man going to come in and bogart because that's not a real man's position. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they think.
That's
that control
not a
thing?
No,
that's real
that's
serious.
That's what the males think. That's what the males think. That's what the boys think. The boys seem to think that you come in, just like these little dumbass boys seem to think that jail is a rite of passage. It ain't no goddamn
yeah.
rite of passage. You got people
Thank
getting
you.
Caught up in bullshit situations for no reason, but they think it's cool. So you think it's
yeah.
cool to get 3 hots in the cot? No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, some people get caught up in situations that are genuinely like, yo, I don't know what happened. But then you got other dudes, that other males that just go to jail, think it's cool. Like,
I just came out, son.
All the males in your family went to jail. Why your ass ain't going?
No need to. Don't follow that much tradition.
Yeah, but that's what they do. That's what they do. There's no one to tell them any different. There's no man to say, you know what, that's not where you need to be at. Jail ain't about nothing. You don't need to be there. You need to be out here on the street living your life. If every male figure is in jail, then where you going?
Well, it's easier to reflect what you see in the mirror.
Exactly.
But that's the problem, especially for black men. We have a very big gap and lack of, like, role models, of positive, you know, black men that are out there saying, hey, don't do this. Hey, don't do that. Because I'm sorry. You got your pole pimps or you got your all-star swindlers. Like, who's really giving a damn about our men out here? You know what I'm saying? Our youth. Nobody's really caring. How could you bring forth a man when you got nothing but boys running around out here?
I fought the women.
I want to know why she faults the women. You cannot fault the women on that. You have to understand blame.
You have to understand in my mindset, everything that's wrong with a man can be traced to some woman. Whether it was negative or positive, if it's a mama's boy, that's because that boy done been mama'd by his mama. But to the same token, we choose to procreate with these sorry behind men.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's not male role models, it's because we wasn't sleeping with a male role model. We wasn't even considering what type of man he was going to be to our children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to listen to me now. For a second.
Okay. Yeah,
when I was growing up, right, there was no male role model in the house. Okay? There was my mother, my grandmother, and my
mm-hmm.
Okay? There was no male role model in the house. And what I grew up around, I knew I did not want to be like. Just from what I saw, I said, okay, I don't want to be like that.
Why
I don't think
so. I already grew up in a house full of women.
He grew up. No, I can vouch for that because his mom is like a surrogate to me. My mother died a long time ago, but I still walk with what she taught me. I have to. I can't be disrespectful to a woman because then that's like disrespecting the memory of my mother. That's like disrespecting the memory of my grandmother. That's like disrespecting, you know what I'm saying, Brother L's mother. Because Lord knows, as many times as she always welcomed me and like, oh, you're like one of my sons or you're like my son. Listen, he grew up around the right type of women that showed him the way to be respectful towards women. Like, this is how you treat a woman. This is how.
Now, how many are left?
Just about.
Exactly.
That's
the thing.
Not many.
Yeah, it's a real bad shortage.
Yes, it is.
If we're going to be real about that, how many are really left? I know me, I try to do it the way my mom showed me.
It's probably y'all.
Well,
probably y'all the only
my
one.
My boys.
Yeah, and you know, with the boys, you got to be a little extra harder.
A little? Shit, they,
yeah,
they
you
got to
be on their neck.
Listen. My son think I'm fucking Adolf Hitler out this bitch.
but you live in Jersey. You can't.
It has
nothing
to do with
you. Beat your child, you going to jail. You know what I'm saying?
Listen
but
here.
That's a little story.
Wait. I'm sorry. Whoa. In Jersey, if you beat your child, you still go to jail. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Donovan tried. Listen. My oldest, who I love to death, and I will kill somebody for messing with him. When he was about 7 years old, he got into some serious trouble. This little boy wanted to call Geifus. You know what I did? I dialed the number and I gave him the phone and I told him straight up, let me tell you, when you go to these people, you're not going to have your own room, you're not going to have your own clothes. Everything that we do, your computer, your TV, all of that is done. You're lucky you're leaving my house with the clothes on your back because I bought them and I will take them the hell up off of you.
Yeah,
Hit him in the head.
What did he
do?
He hung up the phone.
They don't want to hear all that.
Listen, he hung up the phone.
But this is what you
got to
give him.
But,
yeah,
you
but
gotta,
you know, you got to play.
No, but I was that serious. I was going to let his ass go. He hung up the phone. He said, I want to call my daddy. I dialed the number. I said, yo, Slim, this is what your son is up to. His father got on the phone and told him straight. It ain't going to be no better here. You might as well stay where you at.
Mm.
So
yeah, but the boys need to hear that. They need to hear what she said. They need to hear what the father said. But sometimes the father is supposed to be, like, harder than the mother. Certain things he does. I remember one time Devon got in trouble when he was a teenager, and Claude took all his Jordans and all his clothes and told Devon he had to go to school for a week with the same stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that'll do it.
Yeah, because I was depressed. Like, really? You can't take his clothes? How are you supposed to go to school? And he was dead serious. He bagged and tagged all his stuff.
That's right.
Mm.
That had to be, like, the hardest punishment. I was like, are you serious?
Listen, sometimes you got to be harder than what you think is in you.
Exactly.
Raise these boys the right way.
All I could do is sit back and watch it. But I thought that was so harsh. Like, his clothes, you know, his sneakers, like, are you serious? But he was dead serious.
See, that's light work to me. I'm all for it. I've been known to take shit away from my kids.
Uh-huh. I mean, the video game, the TV, that was like the norm. But his sneakers, his clothes, his hats, I was like, are you serious?
Listen, I had my 3-year-old crying in here for 2 weeks because I took away the Wii. 2 weeks.
Now, hold on. I just saw a question that Sister Big Bones put up that I have to really get at.
Go ahead. Get at.
Is there any time limit or frame as to when women can determine whether the relationship will progress to more? Or if
to more as far as what, marriage?
Being strung along. I guess
marriage or just
the
regular
level
relationship?
I would say give it like a 2-year limit. The 2-year limit, you know what you're messing with within 2 years. You know
you're not.
Messing
with.
No, I was just getting right there because my mother used to say after 5 years.
No.
If y'all still together after 5 years, then y'all are meant to be together.
2 years, you know what you're messing with.
No, because you don't. My mother used to always say, too, you don't know a person until you live with them.
I know that's right.
Yeah, that's true.
So that
well,
takes time, too.
In that's the case, you know what? In that case,
and
I
if you taking baby steps and you holding out on sex and all that, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
Since the big bones,
but in all honesty, I'm 2 years. 2 years, you pretty much know what you're playing with.
I don't know.
You're playing with a woman in 2 years or a man within
listen,
2 years,
listen,
then guess
listen.
What?
Sometimes that representative sticks around for a while.
No.
Listen, you got some people. You got some people that got that rep going for the first 12 months.
And then, I understand that.
Yeah.
But then that's where you got to start digging that cat. You know,
yeah, but then you gotta be spending time. You know, a lot of people avoid that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta put in time with the person.
You gotta be
in
the room.
There's a difference between time and quality time.
Meet the moms, meet the.
Is a difference
the
between what?
Because they won't tell you.
The difference between
they
time
won't tell
and
you.
Time.
You right about that. You definitely
but
right about that.
You can be around the moms. You can be around the moms, and you can be around the cousin. It don't matter because the moms and the cousin can know you sleep with somebody else. They ain't gonna build you up because that's just, you know what I'm saying, that's
no.
your family.
I'm gonna tell you what. Anytime that I've, like, dated women, once I got around their moms, any type of family member, even after, like, a few months, weeks, whatever, stuff comes out. It comes out. Meet
from
the family.
You. Stuff from you.
It comes out.
From
it
you.
It comes out.
But you got wolves and sheep's clothing.
You're right, because once you feel that temporary happiness, you be thinking you're in a permanent situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but my rule of thumb is it's not even time, it's season. You have to see, experience, like, a season of need and lack and plenty and loss.
You got to see my good, my bad. You got to see
you
got to be born with the wheat wolf. Like, you got to go through it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you do, but like I said, you really got walls. It's sad. I mean, you can think that you knew somebody for all these years, and then turn around on that fifth, sixth year, they can just surprise you.
Yeah.
That long.
After that long, you should pretty much kind of have it down pat, and that also includes on what you put in.
It does.
This is true.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not doing that quality time, you're not spending time, you're not investing in it, then it's going to be what it is.
And also, we are forgetting, and we have not even said it, but this is one of the most important, communication. You've got to have communication. You've got to be able to talk. You have to talk and understand, not just talk, but understand one another.
Yeah, but that comes along with the spending of time.
Before understanding, there has to be comprehension. Because I'm going to sit here, I don't care what anybody say. Men and women, we on two totally different levels when it comes to the comprehension.
I can say ass,
and you think, you're thinking about a nudie ball. I can be like, no, it's ass like a dump.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the comprehension. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's something, there's a disconnect when we communicate sometimes, and I wonder why.
That's because
people don't want to talk. You see how you just said that? Now, if me and you were sitting face-to-face, and you said that to me, and I said, you talking my ass like you trying to be fresh or whatever, and you said, no, that's not what I meant, you need to further explain to me. No, I meant it like this, Aretha. I was saying, like, ass like a donkey, whatever. Men never want to go that far. They feel like why I got to say it? Like, that's what I meant.
Like I said, understanding.
I'm so mad that you said that, but it's the truth.
It's for sheer fact because y'all know y'all can be stubborn. Oh, no, you didn't mean it like that. You meant it like this.
Y'all say no better. Don't even act like that.
Because
I have been known to have to pull teeth, freaking organs, and everything out of a man to make him talk.
Nah.
Because he don't want to say, what?
Listen, we ain't supposed to talk like that. We're supposed to be a strong community.
Didn't you just say communication and comprehension? Didn't you just say
there's a difference between talking and communication. Communication don't have to be talking. I can write on a piece of paper, I want this cheese on my sandwich. That's communication.
Oh, now you're going to write it on a piece of paper. Why can't you just talk with me? Why can't we have a conversation? Why can't we sit there and look at each other and really talk?
And you start yelling at me, why you want extra cheese? You always want something extra. Every time I turn around and make you a sandwich, make your own damn sandwich. And it turned into something else. And I was like,
I just had to cheese.
Then y'all don't need to be together. You're going to do all of that, all of them dramatics, and you do not need to be together.
That's the crazy thing
about that is you say that you shouldn't be together. I remember I was working one day, and I was doing security at the IRS. There was this couple, old couple, they was arguing from start to finish. They was in there for like 2 hours, and they was arguing the whole time. But on their way out, he calls her a dummy, and she calls him a jackass. She walks out the door first, and he walks out. He said, I love that woman. And I was like, I said, I'm like, I guess what works for you.
Yeah, that's worse for them. I don't like all that arguing.
Me neither.
See, once you start yelling and screaming,
I can't hear nothing you said anyway. Because I didn't turn myself off. I ain't hear none of that. So it just doesn't make sense to argue.
In the words of my girl, Sweet Brown, ain't nobody got time for that.
Wait,
sometimes you need a good argument because the makeup sex is the best. I'm just saying.
All right, I can agree with that, but you're an adult. We going to work. We got other things to deal with. You got everyday struggles we got to deal with. And I'm coming home to be arguing with you just to get something. We're not doing all that.
It ain't got to be arguing all the time. You should imagine.
No, every now and then, yes, because you're going to have your disagreements. Nobody's perfect. You're gonna argue,
well,
but all the time.
Now and then, I don't want to listen. I don't want to come in awesome. 5 nights a week, and I gotta get into an argument with you to get some good love. That look.
Exactly.
An argument and a disagreement is two totally different things. It's two different playing fields.
Well,
an argument is not necessarily a disagreement.
Look, we're gonna disagree over who's doing the dishes, and we're gonna call it a night. How about
wow.
that?
I find it very simple to do dishes, you know.
That's about all. Look, that's all the energy I'm going to expend on something. Beyond that, you better get your butt in that bed, get naked, and let's fix it.
I'm sorry, Tamika, I'm sorry. You's a man beater, so I don't want to hear nothing from you. You's a man
beater. I am not a man beater.
You're a man beater. I don't care.
Well, number one, I have not beat a man in about a year.
She's a man beater.
She's a man beater.
Me verbally beating a man into a pulp does not make me a man beater. It just makes me rather strong-willed. Just because I verbally beat someone into a coma does not mean anything. I'm not a man beater per se. I just don't take no crap. I'm saying, come on, let's
just a
man
beater.
But listen, on the real though, I'm not a man beater. I really haven't beat up anybody in a while.
Oh wow. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Me too. I'm going to leave that one alone.
It's just a note to self. That's it.
Listen, in all honesty, huh?
I had a question about a comment made earlier, but go ahead and talk about you not a man beating man beater.
No, wait. I want to hear this question. Got to hear the question. Hold on, please.
Yes,
oh.
Please.
You had talked about, we were talking about, like, when you go in the people houses and we were saying, you know, not Bogarden, but you were saying you go in and you look. So when you're going into a woman's environment, what are you looking for? What are you looking at? What are you watching?
I'm looking for is how clean the place is.
Okay.
If there's any funky smells.
Fair enough.
Old food. I look in the refrigerator. If she lets me, I look in the refrigerator to see how she keeps it, because there's nothing worse than a nasty refrigerator.
Wait, I got to ask, do you go in the medicine cabinet? Do you excuse yourself?
I kind of leave that for another time, but if I'm able to catch a view in there, then why not?
Okay.
I just want up and just open up a woman's cabinet and just go looking in there. If it's available to me to see, I'll take a look. But for the most part, I'm looking for cleanliness and order. And the refrigerator,
what are you looking for?
And also, whether the toilet seat was left up or down.
Oh, that's
you
funny,
because
I go to dude's place and I leave the toilet seat up on purpose.
Wow.
I'm just joking about that.
I'm just joking.
Like,
when it comes down... All I can say is I don't go in anybody's house really looking for anything. I'm just more concerned about my own. Because you know what? A good friend told me one day, and it's so true, what you don't make me shit. So just because you got a sink full of dishes that day doesn't mean that you're an untidy person. I mean, hey, sometimes
no.
You feel like doing certain things. But wait a minute.
You can tell if dishes have been in there for like a week or a day.
The water is reddish orange and on Saturday and y'all had spaghetti on Tuesday, that's an issue.
I disagree because if you invited the person over, you shouldn't have no dishes in your sink.
It depends on the level of your relationship. But at the same token, I mean, when you coming into someone's home, someone's sanctuary, the first thing you really got to think about is just the mind frame of the person. Like you can do all the looking around you want to, but the main thing is to me is like, well, what was your reason for letting me in? That's what I want to know. Like, are you that comfortable, or are you just trying to? You trying to show me something that you feel I need to see, or you just trying to satisfy me? Like, what's your purpose?
or trying to see how comfortable you're going to be.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. So as a man, as the type of man I am, I'm coming into your sanctuary, seeing how, I guess, comfortable you're going to make me. And I'm not looking for you to do it. It's all in what you choose to do. Because I'm going to accept what you give me for the time being until it's something I don't like, and then I have to let it be known, hey, this is what it is. But you open your door to me, we'll see what happens after that. I can't go in looking for this or nitpicking for that or checking for this or checking for that. Because, yeah, I'm the type of dude that when I buy cans of tuna, all the bees got to be lined up straight and they got to be stacked on top of each other. Like, that's just me. But I also have my days where there might be a couple of dishes in the sink for like a couple of days because I'm like, I love it. But that's just me. But my whole thing is your intention. See, a lot of people don't really get into the whole thing of like, what's your really your intention? What do you want? What do you want from me?
Yeah, but that shows a lot in itself, because if you leave the dishes, you said you might just leave the dishes for a couple of days. Now, I don't play that. So now you come over here, we chilling, and I cook, and I'm expecting you to wash dishes. You might feel comfortable like I'm going to leave them for a couple of days. That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, but wait a minute. But it all depends on the situation, because if you get ready to cook, I just might wash the dishes.
No, I didn't cook, so you need to wash the dishes. You need to help.
Okay. I'm talking about you coming to my house. It ain't got nothing to do with yours. My crib and your crib is too
you still dishes. Shouldn't be leaving no dishes for no few days.
Oh,
just
my God.
All right,
check it out. Look at this.
I work.
You go.
Sometimes I feel like washing a plate.
This is common courtesy.
I'm going
if
to
you go to
plate.
Somebody's house and they cook, you should say, hey, I'll do the dishes. If they say no, it's okay. Leave the dishes. Okay, cool, fine.
Yeah, then that's fine.
Hell, you can't even wash dishes in my house. What you talking about? I don't like to listen. First of all, when I'm cooking,
yeah, but that's just you, though. That's you. But like I said, if a person cooks, the general rule is to, you know, ask or attempt.
Mm-hmm. To wash the dishes.
You know, that's just
what
general
rule.
What rule
is that? What rule is that? I missed that one. Don't touch my dishes.
You know, that's just how, you know.
I invite you to my sink. Don't touch my dishes. That's what it is.
Now, bro, you know how I am. If I come over your house, what do
I
try to do?
Yeah, you
wash the dishes. That's just me.
I'd be mad at you. So leave the dishes alone. Leave it alone. It's the same thing for a woman, too. Unless I ask you to do it, don't touch my dishes.
Wow. You serious about that thing, man?
You're damn right. Like, why am I going to get you? Yo, stay out of my way, man. If you coming over and I'm telling you I'm cooking for you, I ain't asking you to chop no onions. Just sit down and enjoy hearing the knife hitting the chopping board. Don't come. I don't need your help. I got it. And that's what some women.
Only you remember that through the duration of the relationship.
You need to get used to that.
Yep,
that's what happened.
Are you always going to be like that? Or are you just doing it for the first visit?
Wow.
Nah, that's me. That's
wow, she threw a curveball at you.
No, the other woman said it. I'm just repeating what she said.
Let's just to reiterate, what was it again?
Are you always going to be like that? You're going to carry on for the duration of the relationship like that?
You're damn right. If I'm cooking, if we're in a relationship and I'm cooking, I don't need you up in my space while I'm cooking. I don't need you. Stay out the kitchen, stay out of my way.
Okay. So my thing is like after a couple of months, you ain't gonna be like, damn, I was in there cooking, she couldn't even come help me, she ain't
want
to
go. Hell to the no. I'm sorry. Hell to the no.
Tell him about me.
For me,
that's what
no.
I'm saying.
For him,
so you
nah.
said you're going to be like that for the duration.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
LL knew me for what, over 25 years? Don't touch my thing. Listen, if I cook.
Yeah.
If I ask you to touch a thing.
He's like a pit bull.
That is beautiful. That is just gorgeous. But I just want to know if I'm in the kitchen, you can wash all the dishes you want. It's all right. It's okay.
I got a problem with that. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? If you need help in the kitchen, boom, I'm there. But I'll be honest with you. See, that's the beef that I've heard or hear and when I'm in a relationship. Oh, well, you always want to do this. Oh, you always want to do that. Hey, yo, listen, let me do me, because I ain't going to stop you from doing you.
Just like I ain't going to stop you from washing the dishes when I'm done cooking. It's just
good. But you know what? The thing is, as I cook, I wash dishes.
That's how you should do it.
Yeah, it works out. That's how you should do it.
So that way when the meal is done, there ain't really much left.
There's not a pile of dishes.
You're saying she can't even wash the plates and cups afterwards.
Wow.
No, that's for you. I actually, that's for you. Like, you know, he'll come over, he'll eat, and then he won't wash the dishes. I'm looking at this dude like, what the hell are you doing? Like, there's rules to this. Whether it's my brother or it's in a relationship. Like, yo, I ain't asked you to do all that. See the hell I'm a kiss? That's just that.
That's another thing
in relationships. There's boundaries that certain people just gotta respect. Whether they be small or they be large, you gotta respect the boundaries.
I agree.
And some people just don't do it. Like, listen, if you just finished cooking a big ass meal and dude don't want to wash the dishes, then you should bust him in the head with the plate. Or you shouldn't cook again.
See, then now we're back to the man beater.
Wow.
Well,
the man beater, really? We're back to the man.
He said,
"Bust him
in the head with the plate."
Oh, we having
an intervention.
God, I can't believe this.
That is it.
I'm so over it right now. I want to cry.
Don't cry.
Unbelievable.
Now, what is this other question? Egos and insecurities tend to invite the past into the present to impact the future. Apparently, this is a question.
It was about the women. You know, men tend to want a woman who's a lady in the street and a freak in the bed, but then get mad at the number of men it took her to get that way.
Somebody once told me, don't ask me a question that you don't want to hear.
That you're not ready for the answer for.
Don't ask
if you're the best or the biggest, or the first. Don't ask them.
Nope.
Don't ask because you really ain't gonna want the answer. And then you're gonna have a real bad complex about it. You don't need to know how I learned how to use the handcuffs.
Preach, Lord have mercy.
You don't need to know how I learned how to use that paddle. Don't worry about the straight lingerie. There's way too much.
Don't worry about the handcuffs and dog collar.
It's the whole don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
If you don't want the truth, baby, don't ask for it because you're not going to like it.
What
do
you keep huffing and puffing for?
But wait a minute. What about y'all? But when y'all ask a question to, because some women, a lot of women out there ask.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I ain't asking.
I don't want to know. As long as I'm getting good stuff, I don't care how it got here.
Right.
I'm just
the most you might get out of me is, ooh, who I need to thank for this.
That's right. That is absolutely right. Shoot. I ain't know you can make a bed like Bedman. Oh, let me find out.
You know. Well. I mean, I don't think there should ever be any asking. Like, kind of should mind your business on that. Like, there really shouldn't be any exchange of information on certain things.
It can get emotions start flying that don't need to be flying.
Yeah.
Now you're having a whole discussion over something that happened God knows way too long ago. Yeah.
Yes. And next thing you know, you got insecurities now. Now you got to deal with insecurities.
Yeah, because now you're trying to measure up. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sad that you may not be able to, so just leave it alone.
Exactly.
Save yourself the embarrassment.
Now, I like this question. At what point do men realize that their wife/life partner should come before the maternal influence in his life, or that they can't be doing things for their maternal influences that they aren't doing at home? Like, you fix stuff at your mama's, but you won't fix stuff at home.
Oh, well, I mean, you know what? That's just like, you know what? I think that just comes from just being brought up or just doing things in that environment for their mother, so that when they get with their significant other, they feel probably in some ways that I do that for my mother, but you're not my mother, so I'm not going to do that.
Then you need to go sleep with your mother.
Ooh.
I know that's crazy.
It depends on what it is, though, also. You know, like,
you should never make him feel some type of way about doing anything for his mother either.
But can you give an example? So you mean to tell me
if the bed's not level in our house, but you can't fix it there, but if your mom is crying about the same thing, you're going to run over there and do it for her and not do it for where you sleep?
No, I don't agree with that, but I don't think a woman should make the man feel some type of way about doing for his mother.
Come on. In all honesty, if you can unclog the sink for your mom, you can unclog the sink at home.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. That's
true. Come on. Because if I'm going to get dirty, you're sleeping on the couch.
And that's what I get a lot is he'll go to his mom's house, he'll fix up stuff around the house, he's washing her car, taking her car to get gas in it.
And won't do it for you.
Right, right.
Because after he's finished doing all that, he's tired. They don't want to.
But, see, now that's a cop-out. That is a cop-out. You really ought to be flogged. Stuff like that,
I mean, he should be doing around the house now.
At that point, you need to ask him, does he live with you or does he stay with you?
Yeah.
True.
Because if you live here, then you need to act like
exactly.
Yes,
if you stay here, I'll tell you this:
if your man is out at his mom's all day, and then he comes to the house at night and lays his head, then once he gets back up in the morning, goes to work, and then goes back to his mama's house and just comes home, then guess what? He's still living at his mama, but he's just staying with you.
Yeah,
he stays with you at night, but he lives at home with his mama.
Here's an idea, then go live with your mama. Don't even stay in my house.
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for that foolishness.
Yeah, or if he still got a room at his mama's house, then he just stays with you.
Damn.
And he can go back to his mama's house.
Damn.
Yeah, well, tell him to bag and tag and take that show on the road.
Men miss that. Men, it's not the woman trying to say you got to choose between me or your mother. That's not it at all.
What you guys are saying is about boundaries. Yeah. And that's nothing. Why can't you show me that respect? That's another. Where's the respect at? Come on, that is a matter of respect, no matter how you slice and dice that one.
Yeah, and a level of maturity, too, though, because a man, wouldn't he want to take care of his home?
Right.
Listen, this is the biggest question that I have to ask y'all. What is it, in your eyes, what is the definition of a man?
What's the definition of a man?
What is the definition of a man to you?
Honestly, a partner, someone I can actually trust. Someone who will actually be my friend. This is an idea. Can you be my friend too?
Nah, lady. I'm saying, can we go, listen. A man is. What is a man?
Listen.
We're not talking about relationships. We talk about
a provider.
A provider. A protector. He is that ass kicker. He is the one that settles the situation when somebody else don't want to do it.
He can be a lot of things. Like that's a very broad. Like a man.
Yeah.
Like I said, a provider. He makes sure that y'all got the food on the table. Whether he brings it, she brings it. He makes sure things have order in the house.
Before y'all step into anything, that's the first thing you should ask that man, that dude. What is your definition of a man? And if he can't give you the same answers that you have within yourself, then you are not dealing with who you need to be dealing with.
You're absolutely right.
That's the first thing a lot of women need to ask. What is your definition?
Yeah, but that don't mean
you're
going to get the correct answer either.
That lets you know right there. If you ain't getting the correct answer, listen, it's like Family Feud. If you don't answer the right question, you get a certain point, or you get a man. That's just what it is.
It's just like show and tell. Niggas will stand there and do that good old dance and then do something else later on.
Mm-hmm. But you know what?
When it comes down to the game, it's a different story.
Exactly.
For real.
But you listen,
if you want to be honest, dudes like chicks will say just about anything.
Uh-huh.
But y'all know this.
But,
y'all know that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because
And at the end of the day, it's all about showing and proving. That's what it is.
Yeah, but why do y'all?
Yeah, because I don't need you to talk me until I'm blue in the face.
Listen, first of all, a real man ain't gonna hit you with that. A real man ain't gonna hit you with all that Willy Bobo, that bullshit. A real man gonna approach you like this. Listen, I'm gonna tell you what it is with me. You tell me what it is with you, and we can see. We can see what's good. Right here, right now, this whole little interview phase we going through right now. Listen, you let me know what you got on your resume. Here's mine. This is what it is. Am I good for the job or not? Are you good for the job? That's the whole issue.
Everybody's good for the job until they all start performing. And that's not only on the man's side. That's on the woman's side as well.
She ain't lying.
Want nobody to talk. You can talk me till I'm blue in the face. Of course you're going to say what I want to hear because you want the position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, until you be with the person and do the things, like it's not so much about me telling you. Anybody can tell you anything. You have to see it. Aretha's doing that. She's doing that. You need to see that. That will start making you believe what I'm saying was true.
So what do you
mean?
Without
me telling you.
What do you need to see to know that he's real?
That he's holding up his side of the bargain. If he says, like, I'm that dude, like, I can be the protector, I can be the provider, I can do this, I can do that, then you have
to
see
that.
When
he says that he's going to do something, he does it.
Yeah, he's going to work every day. He's coming home. He's doing it.
A man of his word.
And you'll know.
Listen, nine times out of ten, a real man don't got to say shit. He just going to do it.
I ain't gotta tell you.
I'm gonna protect you. I ain't gonna tell you that I'm gonna provide with you. I ain't gonna tell
you. Yeah, but if you
that.
Put that
you
out there,
what?
If, you,
man,
if you come through the door saying that, what do you expect from a man?
Bullshit.
What is your definition? Yeah, he has to tell you those things.
Yeah, that's what he has to tell you, because you're asking him a question.
Yes.
But the whole thing is this. Some dudes coming through the door just telling you, I'm going to do this off the back, or I'm going to do that, or I can be this, I can be that. Not
just sounds
donation.
Good, yes.
So
those are the ones you got to watch out
for. But, yeah, just because it sounds good don't mean that it's good. Because, like I said, a man such as myself, I ain't got to tell you nothing. I'm just going to do it. I don't need to tell you to fill up your gas tank. I'm going to take your goddamn keys off the table. I'm going to go fill up your tank and bring your car back.
You were sliced from a different loaf of bread.
My keys in my purse. You can go get them.
They're not going to come through the door and tell you I'm a fucked up individual. Nobody's coming through the door telling you that.
Yeah, you're right.
Nah, but you can see it coming. All you got to do is look. It's coming through your door.
Yeah.
You know, if you let it come in the door, it comes in the door.
But y'all women got the bullshit sensors. Y'all got
know what it is also? Some women, I'm saying some women feel that they could just change a man.
Oh, no.
Oh, well,
change the drawers.
Well,
he's
got
to change it,
but I can change him. Ladies.
Well, men do the same thing. Men do the same. I'm going to change this whole thing.
No.
Good luck.
Oh, no.
776, you on the air. What's up?
If a duck is a duck, then I'm not trying to change a duck to a swan. Keep quacking. Quack over there.
Here you go, Pierre, with the last 5 minutes you call in.
Sorry about that. I was doing some other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. You're great. But, yo, I mean, what Elle was saying, that's the whole thing. If it quack like a duck or it sound like a duck, then it's a goddamn duck. Like, yo, you got dudes out here that will tell you any and everything just to achieve that goal. And it may be the goal of getting you into bed, or maybe the goal of you taking care of them for a little while and then it's on to the next.
Oh, that's why I'm
self-preservation. Self-preservation. You got to protect yourself.
Yes, self-worth. Yes.
And this is what I said earlier. You got to get to know people nowadays. You got to get, just don't let the door fly open. You see a good-looking dude. His shoes is looking all prim and proper, sweet. He all kitted up. He jitted up. He's driving this. And next thing you know, 2 months later, turns out the guy's a bum. That was bought by some other chick, bought all that stuff for him. He don't have a job. He relying on the next chick to come along to give him something. You got to open it, you know, sometimes, ladies, you got to open up your eyes just a little bit wider to see what's really there in front of you.
Like you got
to
open your legs wider and keep your legs closed. That's it. Open your eyes wide and keep your legs closed.
Sometimes you can't always think with your heart.
They
give
you a lot of heartache.
A lot of dudes out here trying to get the notches on their belt, and they trying to do anything else. That's all they're trying to do.
A lot of dudes just like to brag also.
Like,
oh, I had this chick last night, yo, I had this chick, yo, I was whipping her bands, yo, I was whipping her bands.
Like, yo, I got a good one for you. Hey, L, have you ever seen one of them dudes that act funny when they find out, like, that shit, like your sister has a brother? Like, they were acting one way when they thought it was just your sister, like she was alone or whatever. But then they start acting funny when they find out, oh, you got a brother. Like, oh, you got like you got dudes out there that don't like other males being around.
Wow.
And that's the first bit of bullshit that I don't like. Because I've seen that before. Dudes, they change their attitude
when they find out
the presence of other males.
You know why?
Game recognized game.
Yeah, I don't need you telling her. I don't need you in her ear about my bullshit.
Nah, it's beyond that. You gonna get your ass whipped, homie, if you fuck with my sister or you fuck with my homegirl.
Didn't you send me a video one time of this dude getting beat because he was messing around on the guy's sister or something?
Yeah, beating up his sister. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Most dudes don't want that confrontation. They don't want that problem. That's why you gotta be careful. Because a lot of dudes will come out there, they'll try to ask, oh, yo, you got a brother around, you got friends. They try to say, I don't like you having male friends. Nah, fuck that, have your male friends.
Yeah.
You don't know if you gotta get one of the male friends and crack his fucking
head. And crack his head on this. Because what he is, that's
exactly.
A punk. Looking for a weak woman that he could manipulate.
Yeah, the control thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know. But listen,
that's one of those suckers.
We got a minute left.
Punk-ass.
Jamaica. Aretha. Late ass to you.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to do this relationship discussion probably at least once a month. We got to do it at least once a month just to clear the air and stuff like that. But I hope this was very informative.
We do this once a month. People want to start getting divorced left and right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I say that out loud? My bad.
Another episode of the Can. I want to thank everybody for calling us. Big Bones, Tamika, Rita.
Yes.
Late ass for you. And Brother L.
Yeah.
Very
ladies, definitely big up to you, ladies, for calling in tonight. We really appreciate all the feedback and all the fun and all the questions and answers and just the convo for tonight. I want to thank you.
Yeah. I don't beat them. I only handcuff them.
Wow.
Join us next week as we get deep into justice system in America. It's different for
Oh, yeah. Let's get on that one. Let's get them.
All right.
Good night.
Love and peace, everyone. Take it easy.
That's what I'm
Stay cool.
About.
Good night.
Yeah.
All right.
Good night, y'all.
Later. Good night.